1. Begin transmission.
Oh my God. What is this piece of cheese? We'll get into that in a minute, because right now it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this extraordinarily dubious committee. And I find myself sitting here on my floor in front of my TV, which is tuned to the Comet Network, and there's some very, very cheesy, very, very low-budget science fiction movie. What is this called? This is called Mutant War. Of course it is. And I don't know if this was made in America or not. This looks like this part is dubbed. And they've got this guy here who's got a vacuum cleaner hose wrapped around his arms and his neck. Wow, that's pretty science fiction-y. And he's holding a gun. A gun that is very obviously made out of plastic toy gun parts that was cut up and glued back together. Look, that's not even straight. The barrel's not even straight. And then it was spray-painted silver. Because, you know, there's just so many silver guns out there. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm barely alive today. Oh, just tired. I went to bed late for some reason. I slept weird. And so my back was hurting and I had to get up. I couldn't sleep in. I'll take a nap later. Oh, and I'll drink some of this tea, which is way too hot. Yowza. We're going to leave the lid off the tea here for a minute. Let that cool down. And why did I stay up so late last night again? There really wasn't anything on TV. I wasn't watching sports. Although I did watch the new Venture Brothers. And that was great. Oh, but here we are. Really, I spent most of my time last night watching some of these metal guitarists still. Why am I so fascinated? And then it got to the point where I wasn't watching them actually play music or do anything interesting. It was just these guys talking about other things. Like, I watched one thing about these two guys just talking about or trying to figure out the logos of death metal bands. Or were they black metal bands? I don't know. And that was funny. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why are you watching these guys? You're not a metalhead. No, I'm not a metalhead, and I don't particularly like metal music or any of its subgenres. It's a multitude of ridiculous subgenres. But I do appreciate virtuosity. Any musical instrument. And so I'm finding this metal stuff fascinating. These guys who have taken... They have taken the knowledge of playing guitar about as far as it will go. And I find this kind of fascinating. Just because... I mean, can you really think of any other music that has been, you know, completely mastered? Or what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't know. That's the weird thing about metal. Where are you going to go now? Where, how much further can this go? Oh my God. Guess what ad is on right now? There's an ad for Hackers. Hackers this month on the Comet Network. Oh yeah, look, and there's Zero Cool. He keeps getting busted. Oh, hackers. Oh, and that was the funny thing about the Venture Brothers last night. There was actually a hacker's reference in it. Dr. Venture asked Pete White what was taking so long, or if he was in yet, if he was done hacking. And Pete White said, "Oh yeah, acid burn and Zero Cool helped me bypass the encryption." A real smart ass comment. I thought that was funny. So there's other people in this world who appreciate the movie Hackers as much as we do here on SDF. Oh, brother. Hot tea. Hot, hot, hot. Oh. So am I going to watch some of these metal guys today? I don't know. I probably will because I do find them humorous. But was it this morning or this morning when I got up, I thought, oh, I should look something else up. I should look up blank music playing or how to play blank. And now I can't remember what it was I was trying to think of. Or maybe I was just thinking about tea. Yeah, that's starting to ring a bell in my head. Anyway. Yeah, why am I so fascinated with all this metal stuff recently? I don't know. It's just the guitar playing and the advancements in guitar. I haven't been paying attention to guitar for a long time. I don't really care. There's other interesting musical instruments out there, but I saw some advances in guitars that I found to be interesting. It appears that 9 and 10 string guitars are not uncommon these days. And, ooh, isn't that just silly? And the only reason I say that is because it's like, geez, how are you supposed to play a chord? You only have 5 fingers on one hand, and really only your 4 fingers, not the thumb, can be used to create a chord. So how are you going to chord a 10-string guitar? Well, the secret is you're not. Having a guitar like that is for the doodly 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 dees, not the chords. And that's fine. And I watched some more ukulele stuff. But the ukulele stuff I was watching was the metalheads playing ukuleles, which was really funny and awesome. But it made me realize that, oh, nah, this guy's cheating. Because this one guy that I like, Stevie T. I like Stevie T and Jared Dines and Rob Scanlon. These guys are all funny and incredibly good guitar players. And Stevie T likes to say, well, if you give me something with strings, I'm gonna shred. I'm gonna try to shred on it. And so he's got this ukulele and he starts shredding. Then I realized, oh no, look at the way he's playing. Scorchatura, scorchatura. Scorchatura is the retuning of an instrument. So this guy, Stevie T, has retuned. He has retuned his ukulele for ease of play, and he's got it tuned in fourths, like a guitar, so he can play it like a guitar. Normally, a ukulele sort of has a bizarre tuning, and I don't like it because, well, then you get these really complicated chord shapes. You got to use all 4 fingers, 3 or 4 fingers, to make a chord. And I think that's a little, does that really need to happen? Why not make it easy to play? Why not tune it like my zouk? Why not tune it like a mandolin? Why not tune it like a violin? All these instruments are tuned the same. And then you have a little bit more ease of play. And so now I'm wondering if Stevie T could shred on my zouk. Because I have it tuned, quote, the other way. Remember, when it comes to guitar players, you know, the standard guitar tuning is normal to them. And then they call the way, you know, a mandolin or a zouk is tuned the backwards way because it's sort of goes the other direction. And so they tend not to be able to play them because, you know, everything they know is for a certain tuning. But some of these metalheads are so good, you know, and they have all their wacky tunings like G dad and drop D, drop A, double drop, just all this crazy stupid stuff. No, it's not stupid, it's just wacky. Hot tea, hot. So I've also started to wonder, should I start retuning my instruments? Should I tune my zook to G dad or add A dad? What could I do with my zook in different tunings? I don't know. I'd have to give it some thought. I'd have to learn some new chord shapes, but that's okay. I don't know. I've been thinking about retuning my Sansula, but I've also been thinking about maybe I should just get another one. Oh. Yeah, that's a guitar trick right there. Maybe you've been to a concert, or maybe you've seen something on TV where a guitar player has to change guitars. And you might be thinking, why does he do that? Do electric guitars really sound all that different? No, they don't really sound all that different, but they might be tuned differently. So I'm thinking about alternate tunings for things. That's going through my mind. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm pulling up YouTube on my TV here. I'm going to punch in T and see what happens. See what we get. I'm going to put my glasses on. There we go. Suddenly I can read the things on the screen now. Okay, and we have a bunch of completely unrelated things, like how to play Winter Solstice on guitar by the Tea Party guitar. Oh, I do hate people on YouTube, just illiterate gits, but that's neither here nor there. Here's an interesting documentary, The Dark Side of the Tea Trade, DW documentary. DW, in this case, does in fact stand for Deutsche Welle. I will watch that later, because I like Deutsche Welle. So I'm going to watch that little documentary. I have a feeling I know what that's all about, but I'll probably watch it anyway. Oh, and here's a bunch of stupid stuff and stupid stuff. Nothing to do with tea. Americans try afternoon tea in London for the first time. Yeah, don't need to. So there's like nothing actually about tea. The faces behind Revlon, L'Oreal, and Maybelline. Okay. The history of tea. Oh, it's a TED Talk. God, I hate TED Talks. Have you ever seen a TED Talk? They're the stupidest things ever. It's people getting up, talking about nothing for no reason. And not making any suggestions, not presenting any new thoughts. I watched one the other day that was just David Blaine talking about, oh, I trained myself to hold my breath. It's like, that's a TED Talk? This is all you people got? Yeah. The history of tea. A TED Talk that is 4 minutes and 58 seconds long. Really? Really? You can recount the entire history of tea in 5 minutes? And then here's Tea for One, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. Because I've been listening to so much Zeppelin lately. The smart algorithm of YouTube knows that I like tea and Zeppelin. Oh, God. My Cup of Tea, Maid Cafe. Yeah, so don't need to watch any of that. Iced Tea, Three Delicious Ways. I doubt it. The Tea Party, Kashmir. Well, it's funny. I like the song Kashmir. Is drinking tea good for you? The $15 tea kettle versus the $1,500 tea machine. People try tea for the first time. This is the Facts channel out of Ireland, which is now shut down. I can see why. Here's a dumb... I was going to say dumb bitch, but I am going to say it. Here's a dumb bitch mixing all my tea together. And I'm pretty sure it's all not tea. How to make tea the British way. Okay, maybe I'll watch that for 4 minutes. Amazing tea making skills, Indian street food. Yeah, pulled tea, so what? Looks like I'm going to have to be a lot more specific. About my tea subjects. Oh, God. Jojo Siwa and Danielle Bregoli's Twitter feud. People care? Yeah. Couple chai recipes here and there. But yeah, basically, like, no legitimate stuff about tea. Where's the guy who's like, you know, there's so many travelogues and so much stuff like that on YouTube, and there's so much, how come there isn't a guy going around looking for tea? The show that I want to watch, either on TV or YouTube, I don't care. It needs to be some guy who has an IQ over 120. Well, I suppose this could be a chick, too. I would watch a chick do this as long as she didn't do stupid chick stuff. Oh, this... You know, when I say stupid chick stuff, I mean... Oh, this tea makes a wonderful mask for my face. So we just pick 6 or 7 leaves and mash them up with some water and baking soda and rub it on your face. No. No. That's tea abuse. The tea police are coming for you. Speaking of tea, I think I'll have some. Oui, la la. So good. Yeah. It's delicious. Oh, here's the thing. Is this guy's name really Mel Leaf? What? Am I reading this properly? No, it's May. M-E-I. May Leaf. I thought it was Mel, because there's a picture of this guy. Is that Mel Leaf? And he's got a 24-minute thing about the 6 types of tea. Okay. Well, I'm familiar with my types of tea, but maybe I'll watch that anyway. I think I will. Just to see what he's got to say. Yeah. Mm-mm. I do love drinking tea. I don't know what it is. It's almost irrational. I can't explain it. And you know what the weird thing is I was watching... Remember some days ago, last week, whenever, I was watching Diane Jennings... The blonde little Irish girl. I shouldn't say that, because even though she sort of acts and talks like a 16-year-old, she's pushing 30. She said that she didn't like tea. She drank coffee. And I understand that. I understand that, you know, some people like tea, some people like coffee. I'm not really a coffee guy, although every once in a while I get the strangest urge to drink some. And when I say every once in a while, I mean once every few years. And then I'll drink coffee then for, you know, I'll be on a coffee kick for like a week or less. I'm not saying it's what I drink constantly, but, you know, I'll drink, you know, 4 cups of coffee over the span of about 10 days. And when I say cups, I mean actual cups, not a Tobe teacup, which is really 1.25 liters. But I was surprised. Yeah, Diane Jennings, she did not like tea. In fact, she couldn't even drink it. I watched one thing where she picked up a cup of tea, tried to take a sip, and she had to spit it back into the cup. It's like, one, it's not that bad. Nothing's that bad. What could possibly be offending your taste buds so much that you have to spit it out? I don't get it. Maybe she just has some really bad tea. Trying to think, have I ever had any Irish tea? Yeah, I've had like Irish breakfast tea, which is, I don't know, not a whole heck of a lot different than, say, English breakfast tea. Which brings me to another bizarre little story, which I think I've told here before, but we'll get into it anyway. When I was a child, back in, junior high school, or middle school, as it is sometimes called today, my parents sort of forced me to be friends with this kid that I did not like, and I knew who was going to be trouble and bad news, and I was correct. But at that time, I don't know what was really going on. I would love to ask my parents about this today, and maybe I will. But I was sort of forced to hang out with this kid, and he was an idiot. He was not smart. And I don't mean to say that he was ignorant. He was ignorant, but ignorance is excusable. Ignorance is just a lack of education, and, you know, not everybody can learn all at once, and it takes time. This kid was stupid. He was intentionally not smart. But he was trying to impress the hell out of me. And so he knew that I drank tea, and he decided he was going to start drinking tea too. And he and his mom went to the store, and they ended up buying 2 kinds of tea, some Irish breakfast tea and gunpowder. And then he decided to mix it together and call it Irish gunpowder. which was such a great name, but for reasons that he did not understand. This was still back in the time of the Troubles. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just type Northern Ireland The Troubles into a search engine of your choice and see what pops up. But the funny thing is that this mixture of gunpowder and Irish breakfast tea was actually pretty good. It was a little off. I would reblend it today. And in fact, maybe I should do that, because I do think I have a box of gunpowder in my tea cabinet. Yeah, I know I do. What else? I don't have anything. I don't know. Well, maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Tobe, you have a tea cabinet? Why, yes. Yes, I do. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, the only tea you ever drink is that same black and green Earl Grey that you're always drinking. Well, yeah, that's my day-to-day tea. My daily tea. Let's go up into the kitchen. Oh. Ooh, my knee. Yeah, so in my regular tea place, I just have my boxes of black and green Earl Grey. I've also got some constant comment in here that I was going to drink last winter and then didn't. So how many boxes of tea? There's 1.5 boxes of tea. And, ooh, look at this. I only have 3 boxes of my organic black and green Earl Grey. I do have some. Here's a box of English Tea Time. Oh no, it's empty. We can take that box out. Then I've got some bagged chai. This wasn't for me, this is for somebody else. And then here's some organic breakfast blend black tea. And this is just my regular everyday. Oh, here's a baby. What are you doing? You want to look for tea in the tea cabinet with me? Oh, you want some kitty water? You want some kitty water? Okay. Time to get the kitty water. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, I just heard you turn on the sink. And now you're filling up the cat cup with regular tap water. Why do you call it kitty water? Well, because kitty water used to be different. Back when the cat was a kitten, she couldn't drink the tap water because of the high mineral content. Yeah, I'm talking about you, baby dings. Meow, what? And so the cat had to drink special distilled water, and that was kitty water. Yeah, that was the kitty water, do you remember? And so now we switched over to regular tap water now that you're a big girl, and now she drinks regular water, but we still call it kitty water because she's so special. Gotta have the special kitty waters. All right, what's in the tea cabinet? Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Here's a giant bag, like half a kilogram of my apricot tea. What's this? Some Twinings English breakfast tea, a tin of mulling spices. Oh, here's another giant bag of my black currant tea. Look at this huge bag of tea. Here's some real nice Vietnamese jasmine tea. And what's this down here? China green tips, varietal green tips. Some lotus. And what is this? Oh, some more chai. Here's a giant bag of mugicha. More than half a kilogram. 550 grams of mugicha. What's this? Imperial breakfast. Some floral stuff. Some imperial chai. Some more jasmine. Here's my box of gunpowder. Special gunpowder. Here's my big tin of jasmine. Yeah, I got a lot of jasmine tea. Let's just close that back up. Then in that cabinet, there's some more tea. Some Lapsang Souchong. And some Maofeng Noir. Because tea. And that's not even a lot of tea. I don't want to say I've gotten rid of most of my tea, but there's some teas that I just don't stock anymore because I don't drink them very often. And what teas might those be? Plug the machine back in here. That's mostly Japanese green tea. You know, stuff like matcha. Stuff that I don't really drink very often. And therefore, I don't want to keep it around because, yeah, it eventually sort of gets old. But that reminds me, I need to go out to the Japanese grocery store and see if they have, God, what is that stuff called? I don't remember. But I do love my Japanese grocery store. They've got some great tea. They've got some great rice. Oh, all kinds of stuff. Maybe we should go out there and do a show someday. Maybe we should, but not today because we're running out of time. You have been listening to The Dubious Where Do You Get Your Tea Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go watch some tea stuff on TV, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.